Padre Pio teaches us how to be happy in suffering. Now, we all have sufferings in our life. It is part of life. So is there a secret, a way to turn these sufferings into happiness? Well, let's look at how Padre Pio did this. On this YouTube channel, following Padre Pio, we look at the absolutely incredible life of Padre Pio, the miracle worker, the Capuchin miracle worker from Petrosino. Please do like and share our videos, and then you'll automatically be added to this Friday's Mass Prayer Intentions. Subscribe to our channel and help us too in our Padre Pio apostolate. The best way is to enroll your Mass Prayer Intentions for our monthly Padre Pio Masses. Also, feel free to leave comments below. The source of today's talk is from the Letters of the Saint of Petrosino, and that is by Gianluigi Pascal. Padre Pio is still living in Petrosino at this time, and he's in 1910, and Padre Pio was just 23 years old. And that is also the year that he became a priest, and that, according to one source, he received the stigmata. Padre Pio begins his talk like this. My dear Father, with God's will, I still feel sick. But what affects me the most are these strong jabbing pains in my chest. So he is, in fact, really suffering intensely. And he continues, at times they cause me so much sorrow and suffering that it seems like my chest and back are breaking. But Jesus does not cease to gradually alleviate my sufferings and to speak to my heart. And he continues, oh yes, my Father, how good Jesus is to me. Oh, what precious moments these are. It is a happiness. I do not know how to compare it. It is a happiness that the Lord only lets me taste in tribulation. And he continues, in these moments, more than ever, the whole world oppresses and hates me. So the suffering is not just this internal physical pain, but it is another suffering as well, in which the whole world oppresses and hates him. And he says, I desire nothing more than to love and to suffer. So in a sense, that's his calling, to be a spiritual victim, we could say, of love, to offer his sufferings for love of God. And we can also see how in Padre Pio's sufferings, his sanctity is being born. And now listen to this. Yes, my Father, in the midst of many sufferings, I am happy because I seem to hear my heart beating with Jesus. And we can imagine that somehow he's seen himself with our Lord on the cross, suffering those sufferings that our Lord was suffering. So imagine how much comfort it must give to a heart to know with certainty how to possess Jesus. He adds as well, I am subject to many temptations, but I do trust divine providence to not let me fall into the insidious bonds. It is true that Jesus often hides, but that does not matter. I will try with his help to always remain with him, as he assures me they are not matters of abandonment, but are in fact games of love. So it is obviously easy to follow Christ when one feels the inspirations. We are proving ourselves, our love, when these consolations disappear. Then he continues, oh, how I long in these moments to have someone to help me alleviate the fears and the flames that move my heart. So this is the spiritual experience he's going through. Fears and flames. It's a pretty intense experience. And may he grant me charity to answer as he wishes and not to displease him. And then he adds this sentence directed to his spiritual advisor. Let me know about these truths I have sent you so far. He finishes with, yours, Friar Pio. And then he adds a little bit of that P.S. Greetings to Padre Agostino. I thank him for the great good that he has done for me. I wish you many good things too. So perhaps what we can take away from this is that it is possible to unite our sufferings with our Lord's and thereby to grow closer to our Lord, to entirely possess our Lord, as Padre Pio said. Please do continue listening and click through to Padre Pio's blessing video, which follows shortly.